Shalom, this is Billy Brim, coming to you today with the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And this is really a witness broadcast today. It's a witness of something very precarious that's happening in the earth. It's Wednesday, October 5th, as I'm sitting here, and this report came over the wires of something that started, actually, it's a report from October 4th, 2011, on DEFCA file. That's DEBKAFILE, if you want to go online and check up about it. War tensions between Turkey, NATO, and Syria shot up again Tuesday, October 4th, with the announcement from Ankara that Turkey embarks Wednesday's today, on a 10-day mobilization exercise along the Syrian border, through which arms are being funneled to Syrian protesters. Syrian President Bashar Assad has for 3 months staved off a military attack by Turkey or NATO for halting the exceptional brutality of his crackdown on protest by explicitly holding Greater Tel Aviv's 1.2 million inhabitants under threat of missile retaliation. What's happened here is that Turkey and Syria share a long border. When the uprising came in Syria, and Bashar Assad, brutally began a crackdown upon his people, then many of them began to flee over the border into Turkey. And Turkey has repeatedly told them to stop. And now Turkey is gathering their army along the border in a threatening way. Bashar Assad, for 3 months, has kept Turkey from doing anything about their brutal attack by threatening Greater Tel Aviv's 1.2 million inhabitants with a threat of missile retaliation. Iran and Hezbollah are exercising the same deterrent. This standoff was the main theme of the talks U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta held with Israeli leaders in Tel Aviv Monday, October 3rd. According to Western intelligence sources, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah have charted a coordinated military operation for flattening metropolitan Tel Aviv, Israel's financial, industrial, and cultural center, with thousands of missiles launched simultaneously by all three. In other words, if you do anything to try to stop us, if you come in here, Turkey, into our borders, then we three, Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah's taken over Lebanon, and of course, Syria and Iran are over Hezbollah, Iran especially. Then we three are going to have a simultaneous missile attack launched against Tel Aviv, to be joined by the Palestinian Hamas and Jihad Islami firing from the Gaza Strip. Israeli officials have never publicly admitted that this threat is on record, but Western intelligence sources have reported that Israel reacted with a warning of its own. If a single Syrian missile explodes in Tel Aviv, Damascus will be first to pay the price. And if the missile offensive persists, one Syrian town after another will be destroyed. The Israeli message to Assad cited the warnings Defense Minister Ehud Barak and other government members addressed in the past year to Hezbollah, and that if Tel Aviv comes under attack from its missiles, not only Beirut, but all of Lebanon would go up in flames. So what is happening here is Syria is staving off the attack by Turkey. And again, I want to say that Turkey has come out really against Israel. They're not trying to protect Israel. But I suppose that Syria wants to get the world to try to hold Turkey off attacking them by threatening to the world, we're going to attack Tel Aviv, and it's going to be simultaneous. We're going to attack them with missiles from Iran, from Syria, from Lebanon, and from the Gaza Strip, all at one time. And to answer that, Israel said, if you do, Damascus will be the first to pay the price. Damascus is the capital of Syria, and other towns will follow Syrian towns. Then they said they would get hit Beirut, that if Hezbollah fires anything to them out of Lebanon, they will hit Beirut, and all of Lebanon will go up in flames. So it's a very serious situation. We've been praying here at Prayer Mountain. We have United Prayer on Wednesdays. Some of these things are really prophesied. And it doesn't mean particularly that God is behind every single one of them happening, but he says that they will happen. And we do know for sure that Damascus is going to be destroyed. Whether or not this is the time for Damascus to be destroyed, that's what we don't know. And so that's what we prayed. If you want to see how we prayed today at Prayer Mountain, you can go on our archives for October 4th, Wednesday. But we do know here from Prophet Isaiah, where Prophet Isaiah is speaking of the nations and judgments upon them. He begins with, and I'd like you to mark and have ready for you today, chapter 17 in Isaiah, chapter 9 in Zechariah, chapter 38 and 39 in Ezekiel. And we can put some scriptures together here and we can see a scenario that at least is threatening to happen right now. Now, I don't know that it will. I'm praying that it doesn't, but it's really not that I'm praying that it doesn't even. I'm praying in spirit. So what we certainly don't want the enemy pushing it out too quickly, too fast, off God's timetable. But chapter 17 in Isaiah, the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. So the prophet tells us here that there will come a day when Damascus will be a ruinous heap. It will have been bombed, or it will go into just nothing but a heap left of it. It shall be taken away from being a city. It won't be left anything of it. That could certainly happen in our days with a bomb or a limited nuclear device or some kind of a very powerful weapon. Damascus will be taken away from being a city. And in the day that that happens, look at verse 7, at that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. This tells us that mankind, a man, doesn't particularly mark out the Jews, doesn't particularly mark out Christians or believers. It says that mankind shall look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel, of course we know who that is. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, called the Holy One here of Israel. And that lets us know that Israel may be in on that destruction of Damascus. I want you to particularly pay attention to the fact that at that day shall a man look to his maker. There's going to be something about this that's going to shout out to the world, Jehovah, Israel's God, did this. Now, I want you to turn to Zechariah chapter 9. And I'm going to read you from David Barron's commentary on Zechariah. Wonderful, wonderful commentary. We have it if you're studious. But he begins to talk about the division that makes up the last part of the prophet Zechariah. And it's commentary on chapter 9. The overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom may be given as the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah. Two oracles make up the whole of the second half of the book. The first being chapters 9 through 11, the second division 12 through 14. Both sections treat of war between the heathen world and Israel, though in different ways. In the first chapters 9 through 11, the judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies, forms the fundamental thought and of the prophetic description. In the second half, chapters 12 through 14, it's the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Jehovah. That forms the leading topic. Now, we want to look at the wording here, the burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. When the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. So we see an action here, and again we're going to find the name of Damascus. And we are told here by Baron, who understands, he grew up, of course, speaking Hebrew. We proceed to the next line, Damascus shall be its resting place. That is the judgment, which is the burden of this prophecy, and I'm reading David Baron, shall first of all have Damascus as its goal. And from that center, it shall spread itself over the whole district, which the passage goes on to describe. So he's saying that the end time action in the Middle East and all that this passage describes, particularly here, will have its starting place in Damascus. So the words of Israel's defense minister, that if you fire one missile at Tel Aviv, we're going to fire at Damascus, makes us sit up and take notice. Now look at the end of verse 1. Verse 1 then is talking about the burden. It's going to start with Damascus. And it's going to happen when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. Now, this is Zechariah 9:1 we're reading. Do you remember how that ties into Zechariah 17:7? Zechariah 17:1 says, Damascus will be taken away from being a city and be a ruinous heap. And the seventh verse says, at that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. So something's going to happen. We have two prophets here telling us about it. We have Isaiah, and then we have Zechariah. God's way is that everything is established out of the mouth of two witnesses. So we have two witnesses here that Damascus is going to be destroyed, and that it's going to be in such a way that mankind will look to the God of Israel. And it leads us to believe they will know that he did it, that he is behind it, that he is in it. And it says in Zechariah 9:1, the eyes of man as well as all the tribes of Israel shall be toward the Lord. So it could be that something's about to happen there. And if it is indeed the fulfillment of these prophecies, it would cause men to look to Jehovah God. We invite you to come and be with us at our Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri, at the Branson Convention Center Hilton Hotel. And we'll have people coming in here from all over the world, all over the United States, and all over the world to pray about these happenings of the end times. We are to pray about them. We need your supply of the Spirit if you can come. We'd like you to register. You don't have to, but if we would like to know you're coming, Billy Brim, BilleyBrim.org. Thank you very much for listening today. And tomorrow we'll finish up what the Bible says about Damascus.